What's up? Good morning, everybody. Well, hey, how you liking October so far? This is pretty crazy. The firestorm has arrived. This is just going to get, like I said many times, escalate. I just got off the phone with Juan. I have a video up right now on ninoscorner.tv with Juan talking about this. I also have a video going to premiere tonight on YouTube that was YouTube friendly. I got to tell you, folks, you know, Trump is trolling. Trump is trolling the House. He's trolling the Democrats right now by, yeah, I just might do it. I just might go for it and be House Speaker. I've also heard names like Carrie Lake. That'd be wonderful. That'd be beautiful. You know, folks, is it me or does this Patrick Henry guy have a Napoleon complex? Have you seen him? Did you see him smash the gavel? He's been waiting his whole life for that. He's been waiting his whole life. Ah! Oh, man, I got to tell you. Folks, this is going to be a firestorm month, and it's just the beginning. Just the beginning. This is going to escalate. We still have a counterpunch coming. So many things in the works. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, leave an honest review. That's all we ask. That is all we ever ask. I got to wait for this coffee to kick in. How's everybody doing this morning? Get your Noble Gold, folks. You're going to need it. Where this is headed, you're going to need gold and silver. Everybody I'm talking to, the safe bet is gold and silver. Feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just here straight for the folks they've helped like moi. Noble Gold Crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. I just take a little bit of NyQuil now, not a lot. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's down there at the bottom, folks. Folks, I mean, so much is going on. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, boy. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. I post some photos here and there. Twitter, Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Get yourself some cool gear. I got some really cool shit on PatriotWear.com. Nino's Corner.tv. Fire. Fuck. This is unbelievable what I have. I just hear out the morning show, and then you can jump over to Nino's Corner.tv and listen to the Juan O'Sabin interview. It's up right now. But just hold on, folks. Hear out my morning show. I got a lot of important things to say. I know you're excited, and you're all going to jump over there and watch Juanito. But that's next. Give me a chance. I got some interesting guests on Nino's Corner.tv. Richard Algeier, remote viewer. I got introduced to him by Cliff High. And now, if you understand anything about remote viewing, he walks us through the process of this and how it was done in the military, what it was used for, top secret type of, I guess, spying. But they were able to look into future events with, I think, about 90% accuracy, but they weren't able to pinpoint a date, you know, because the mind is outside of space and time. Very interesting stuff. He talks about it. What did he see? Scary stuff. Chaos. Some kind of asteroid. Folks, they see some very, very scary things that are coming. He thinks we're not too far away. And he talks about a series of events. And if you listen to Cliff High and you add it in with this, it's another piece of the puzzle to the luminosity over a 13, which Cliff High has talked about. This goes hand in hand with it. So very interesting stuff. If 9/11 was a 1 on the luminosity, they see something over a 13. So very interesting. I'm putting that up tomorrow evening. I also have Joe Jordan, the unwanted piece of the UFO puzzle. The MUFON UFO conferences don't even like this guy to come to them because what he speaks about is very, very controversial. Thank you for the super chat. You guys are awesome. So Joe Jordan's coming on, the unwanted piece of the UFO puzzle. How do you stop alien abductions? Well, there's over 600 documented cases that this guy has on how to stop them. And it's something that's so controversial that nobody wants to talk about it. So get to ninoscorner.tv and you'll learn all about it. Folks, Scott McKay and Michael Jaco's up tomorrow, I believe. I'll be doing a roundtable with them. Dane Wigington is coming on again with the why the planet is just so hot, geoengineering. Laura Logan's coming on. Ben Fulford's coming on. Ryan Velli's going to be the next general in the general's tent. The ghost is coming back. I got to schedule him. So I got a huge lineup, folks. Ninoscorner.tv is fire. Everything you need to know on the Deep State War, it's on ninoscorner.tv. Folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Turn it down or turn it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. How do you guys like this shirt? Someone sent it to me, and I don't know who did. But it's good. I like it. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha-ha! Coming at you live from the apocalypse! Motherfucker! Yeah! All right. All right, folks, let's get started. House is in shakeup. House is in chaos. I look Chinese. House is in absolute fucking chaos. What do you have to say about that? Well, let's start with my glasses are fogging up. All right. This is the first time in history of our country that a speaker has been removed, and his name is Kevin McCarthy. He will go down in history as that guy. Patrick McHenry is replacing him as a temp for the moment, and boy, does he love that. Little guy. Smashing the gavel. Oh, it's funny. What power does to people, right? So Trump is actively trolling the deep state by even saying he would consider being Speaker of the House. Doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter. This is going in a different direction, another direction. I would like to see someone like Kerry Lake, Jim Jordan, Scalise. But isn't it so beautiful to see such chaos beginning the month of October? We're watching the whole system die on the vine, folks. That's what we're watching right now. Observing the chaos as the house of cards collapse. Where is this all going to go from here? It's only going to escalate. I promise you that. How many of you watched the Cash Patel video last night I put up? I got Cash on. He laid it down pretty well, but this is going to be an ever-changing event that's going to be happening every second, every minute, every hour of the day. So I've been busy. I have not got much sleep at all. I've been busy all night putting together this show, talking to Juan, talking to other people, figuring out what's going to happen with the chaos. I've been busy, folks. I'm busy for you. So remember how this started. Remember how all of this started. The biggest shakeup, the real shakeup all started when we beat Hillary in 2016. That was the big shakeup. That was the disruption. Trump was the disruptor. Everything you see happening now is because of that point in time. So the great disruption occurred and it's continuing. I guess you could say it's the American Revolution 2.0, folks, and it's just beginning. As Biden continues to rot the party, folks, Kevin McCarthy has now been ousted. As this shakeup continues to happen, more and more things are going to happen. Expect all of this to escalate. It will continue to get hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. As our government continues to be shaken up, Russia is now, right now, taking measures for what? World War III. Do not ignore this. Believe me, I made a bet with Cash Patel. So it's a gentleman's bet. I think an event's going to happen before 24. The cycle of 24. I got to skate around the stuff. And it looks like we're right on course. So Russia is taking measures to ensure they win a World War III. They're getting ready for this. And what are we doing? We're focusing on pronouns. A series of big events are getting closer by the day that could lead us to a nuclear standoff. Now add that with what now I have very many different guests that come on here. Cliff High, you know, I just had Richard Allgaier. These are all pieces of the puzzle I'm putting together for you. And if you go to ninoscorner.tv, you will see what I'm talking about. I am going to put up a Juan O. Saban video on YouTube tonight. I'm going to air that right after my morning show, but it's going to premiere tonight. The real stuff is already on ninoscorner.tv. And you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. You called him crazy. I trust my instincts on this one, but you called him crazy. The gut punch, everything he said. They can oust McCarthy at any time. He said that. He said it. You know he did. Give me a thumbs up if you know he did. You know he said they can oust him at any time. Give me a thumbs up, folks. Let me know you agree with me. I don't give a shit. I know a lot of you talk shit, but he said it. My instincts are good. I stick to this guy like flies on shit because I know he knows what he's talking about. Yes, he did. Whatever you think of him, whatever you want to call him, whatever you want to say, he's been in the sphere. He's been in the sphere. Acting Speaker of the House, Patrick McHenry, has ordered Pelosi to leave her Capitol hideaway office by Wednesday. You're telling me that she had an office? She had a consulting office in the House. So she never really left, did she? She was always there. Well, Patrick McHenry, the temp, has kicked her ass out. So that's a reason enough for me. That's a reason enough for me for Kevin McCarthy to be ousted. Goodbye. Sayonara. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Breaking, Donald Trump takes somewhat of a victory lap at the New York courthouse, says the judge was fair. He added that the judge agreed that the statute of limitations is in effect, meaning transactions that closed before 2014 should be out of the case. Therefore, 80% of the case will be dropped. I think that was very good. The last 5 minutes was outstanding because the judge essentially conceded that the statute of limitations is in effect. Therefore, about 80% of the case is over. They just keep going after this guy. They're not going to stop. Trump, so that being said, Trump speaks at the courthouse amid fraud charges, calls judge bias into question. No one is above the law. New York Attorney General Letitia James sat in the courthouse steps as the trial of her fraud case came against former President Donald Trump. The former Trump administration official, Cash Patel, is here to react to President Trump's business fraud case in New York. What does non-jury trial mean for the president? So basically, this is not going to stop. This is going to continue. It's not going to stop. They're going to escalate. They're going to throw more charges on this man. They're going after his estate. Trump calls racist New York AG Letitia James a monster and doubles down on Mar-a-Lago being worth 100 times more than she has claimed as she prepares to appear in court for a second day. This is unbelievable. Trump appearing in a Manhattan court on Monday at the start of the fraud trial. He tore into AG Letitia James. And the judge inside the state Supreme Court on Tuesday, he ruled against AG Letitia James for valuing assets crazily low. Former President Donald Trump heaped more attacks on New York AG Letitia James Tuesday, calling her racist and a monster, and once again blasting property valuations for the Florida club, now claiming its value could approach $2 billion. See you in court on Tuesday morning, Trump vowed in one of his posts after delivering blistering statements Monday inside the Manhattan courthouse, where his company faces up to $250 million in fines. They do not want this guy in power. They do not even want him close to the White House. Although I'm hearing potentially the White House could be somewhere else in the future. Just some whispers. New York court gives Trump a venue to air grievances over trial. The judge rogue, the attorney general racist, the proceeding greatest witch hunt of all time, and that was before in the courtroom was gaveled to order. So basically, the first of half a dozen trials facing Donald Trump began Monday in New York with scenes unlike anything in U.S. history. Trump, former star of The Apprentice, and now effectively branded a fraudster. Look how they word these articles. Remember, folks, all these syndicates, all of them, 90-something percent of them are controlled by these scumbags. So branded as a fraudster, was there entering the courthouse used as the backdrop for Law and Order. View this post on Instagram. So in the 6 hours he spent in the courtroom confronting a civil case that threatens his company and his clubs to the heart of his persons as a master dealmaker, he railed against the justice system, accused the judge of incompetence, and suggested he be criminally prosecuted. Does this sound like a man that's scared to you folks at all? This guy's doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down. This guy does not give a fuck, okay? He's going all in. Remember the Truth Social truth that he put out there, the post-World War III. He was talking to them, folks. He was pointing at them. That was a shot across the bow. That was to them. Everything he says is directed at them. He's all in. He is all in. I'm telling you now, any other man, this is why I say, I believe he was invited. He said he's waited his whole life for this. Folks, this is the man for the job. There's nobody else. Put it all together in your mind. You think he's just crazy? He wants to just save America, Captain America? No. He's got the bigger guns. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's kicking these termites and parasites out of the country. That's what's happening. And it's hard to watch. It's ugly to watch. It's going to be brutal for a lot of us. This country's going to go through some hard times. But better times are ahead. Oh, yeah. And a lot of justice is coming. I'm telling you now, we win this bigly. Huge, baby. I'm saying look, it's going to be scary, but just hold on to your seatbelts, folks. It's going to be a fun fucking ride. Yeah. All right. Whew. It's a scam. It's a sham. Trump 77 said of the case against him. He will attend the second day of the trial on Tuesday as well, according to a person familiar with his plans. So this guy's just going to be found in court almost every day. Trump ramps up violent rhetoric. So he's getting mad. He's getting crazy. NBC News analysis of all former President Trump's public remarks shows that his recent statements and social media posts have taken a dark and aggressive turn. Former President Donald Trump is lashing out at political and legal foes in increasingly violent terms as his campaign to return to office accelerates. In the past week, Trump suggested in an online post that General Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, deserved to face the death penalty. Holy shit! When you're saying stuff like that, it doesn't make us conspiracy theorists look too crazy anymore, does it? I think you all should start listening. Listening to the Nino, baby, yeah! Yeah! He called for shoplifters to be shot on sight, criticizing former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the same speech. Remember what I said, though, folks, and I mean this. It's not a question from the left going to the right. That's not what I'm worried about. And I even brought this point up to the remote viewer, Richard Algier. And I said, I'm not worried about when this goes right. It's going that way. We already see it. I'm worried, and this is what I'm worried about, how fucking far right is this going to go? Because we need balance. It can't go from the far so far left all the way right. Do I make sense, folks? I'm watching this. I have no doubt it's going that direction. It's just about how far that direction. Do I make sense? Give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up if I make sense. You got to watch this, folks. We got to hold all people accountable, and I will do that. Nino, do we shut off our phones? I'm shutting off mine. Yes, I'm shutting off mine. I don't trust it. Even though I've heard it's white hat this, white hat, I don't care. I'm turning off my phone. I don't want to be bothered anyway. And I don't know what they're sending through the phone. I don't know what they're sending through the frequencies. Trump ordered to shut up or face 30 days behind bars. Donald Trump has been told to watch what he says and posts or risk ending up behind bars for up to a month. In the second day of the former president of the United States' final financial fraud, Judge Arthur Engoron just issued a limited gag order against everyone in the civil case to stop verbal and social media posts, swipes at members of his staff. Personal attacks on members of my court staff are unacceptable, not appropriate, Engoron made clear Tuesday after Trump took an underhanded partisan swing at the judge's principal law clerk. What? Allison, he's getting confident, Trump, isn't he? Does that sound like a man that's worried to you? He's taking swipes at everybody. If I was them, I'd be really worried. I'd be like, man, something's up. I don't trust this. I would start like really sitting back and going, what does this guy have? What does this guy know? What is this guy about to do? You can't keep him. He's making statements of death penalty. He's making statements. A man in his position right now does not make. You don't say, come on, let's play chicken. Come on. He's not crazy. He's not crazy. He's crazy like a fox. Calling what Trump did as disparaging, untrue, and personally identifying posts about a member of my staff, Engoron only called one of the defendants as one behind the post. But there was no secret to whom he was referring. The now deleted post showed Greenfield in a picture standing next to a current Senate Majority Leader and fellow New Yorker Chuck Schumer and calls her Schumer's girlfriend. A Trump specialty, the bipartisan taint has been a common tactic during the prosecution of the case. He's just trolling everybody. You know why he's doing that? He's really comfortable. He's really comfortable. Folks, I'm hearing that when this goes this direction, nobody is safe. They're all going down. Like everybody. Everyone who's confident right now and they think they're sitting on their high horse and they're like, ah, we got this. No, you don't. You're wrong. You're so, so wrong. It's going to be really bad for these people, especially the celebrities. Man, that whole Epstein thing is going to be pop like a pimple, and it's just going to be everywhere. It's going to be really ugly, and they're all going to be crying in public, and people are going to be throwing shit at them, and they're not going to be able to walk the streets. They're not going to be able to walk the streets. It's coming. It's going to be bad. You're going to want to stay away from these people. Good luck having it off. I have to. Let's talk about Trump drops off on the Forbes 400 list of wealthiest Americans. Say what? So they're just attacking him once again, 2016, all over again. They're going after him in every way possible. So former President Trump has dropped off the Forbes 400 rich list of Americans, America's wealthiest people, the magazine announced Tuesday, because they don't like him. So driving the news with an estimated $2.5 billion fortune, he is a $300 million shy of the cutoff. God, really? Guy has $2.6 billion. He didn't make it. He didn't make it. For the annual measurement that Trump has obsessed over decades, relentlessly lying to reporters to try to vault himself higher on the list, Forbes said. The more they do to this guy, it's like the more they do, I'm telling you now, is like throwing gasoline on a fire. This guy, I wouldn't want to piss him off. I'm a fighter, and I'd be like, yeah, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this guy. He seems a little bit off. He does seem like there's some crazy in this motherfucker. That's what I see. I can spot crazy. You want to know why? Because I'm crazy myself. And I remember my friends used to tell me, dude, it's not that you're a big guy. It's not so much that you're a big guy. You just have those fucking crazy eyes, man, when you get mad. I'm telling you, folks, they're going after the wrong guy. Crazy knows crazy, okay? Crazy knows crazy. I don't know kung fu, motherfucker. I know crazy. All right. McCarthy becomes the first speaker ever to be ousted from the job in a House vote. Speaker McCarthy was voted out of the job Tuesday in extraordinary showdown, a first in U.S. history that was forced by contingent and hard-right conservatives, hard-right, and through the House and its Republican leadership into chaos. Stillness fell as the presiding officer graveled the vote, closed 216-210, saying the office of the speaker is hereby declared vacant. Well, not anymore. It's Patrick McHenry is holding the position for now. Moments later, a top McCarthy ally rep, Patrick McHenry, there it is, took to the gavel. Have you guys seen this? Have you guys seen Patrick Henry take to the gavel? It's almost as big as he is. Napoleon complex, if you ask me. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reportedly... So here's one of the... There's many things. The biggest thing to me is he still allowed Pelosi to have an office. Okay? He still heard to have a consulting office in the House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is purportedly blocking the subpoena for Hunter Biden. Now, why would he block this? Here's my thoughts, though, folks. If we give them this impeachment, they just airdrop somebody in, like Cash has said, and we lob it to them to knock it out of the park. I say let them hold on to this motherfucker. Let them hold on to this milky, milky white milkworm. Grubworm. Milkworm. Gosh, what does he look like to you? Like a soulless milkworm android, milky white, no soul in his eyes. I don't know. Beady little eyes. I don't fuck. Who would succeed Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the U.S. House? Let's go into this for a second. Breaking report, Rep. Troy Nels just nominated Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. And Trump says, yeah, he'll do it. I don't have no problem. He's trolling them. He's trolling them, folks. Rotting bag of oatmeal. Oh, my gosh. Earthworm, yep, a lump, milkworm, or woodworm. Beavis, I can go with Beavis. Ghost in the Machine, oh yeah, Ghost in the Machine. Yep, the whole world is watching. Oh yeah, Scalise, is it Scalise or Scalise? How do you say this guy's name? Can you guys tell when I wake up in the morning, like I didn't get a good sleep? Can you tell my eyes look, looks like I smoked a blunt? But I didn't. Don't worry, I didn't. I smoke occasionally. When's the last time I smoked? I don't like to smoke, to be honest with you. I get too paranoid and I start thinking really dark shit. And although I'm sober though. I don't drink alcohol. But if I'm with friends and I feel like I need to relax, I might take a hit of a blunt, but I don't like it, so I don't do that anymore either. I don't know. Scalise. Don't smoke. Yeah, I don't smoke often. If I do smoke, it's this. It's the cigar, see? Yeah. I might do that. How do I have so much energy in the morning? I like my coffee black, motherfucker. All right. Breaking report. Okay, so here, I already said that. All right, so a small group of rebellious Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives succeeded in ousting their leader, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, on Tuesday in a historic first. It is unclear if he would succeed McCarthy, but these are a few possibilities. So here is a few possibilities of who would succeed McCarthy. Okay, here we go. All right, Steve Scalise, Tom Emmer, Byron Donalds, Patrick McHenry. He's really trying for that, isn't he? Patrick McHenry, Little Napoleon.
How cute. Can I put you in my pocket?
Donald Trump, Hakeem Jeffries, Kevin McCarthy, but he's not going to forget about Kevin McCarthy. Where's Jim Jordan in this? Byron Donalds, Jim Jordan, there he is. Jim Jordan. I would like Jim Jordan. I don't know about you guys. Oh, of course, Donald Trump first. I think Carrie Lake. I like Carrie Lake. I like the thought of that. All right. I haven't heard Gates say one true thing. Defiant Kevin McCarthy rips into Florida Republican, claims 8 colleagues who voted to oust him are not real conservatives, and hints he could resign from Congress in combative press conference. I will not run for speaker again, Kevin McCarthy announced. In a combative press conference, he blasted Matt Gaetz, slammed Nancy Pelosi, and said the 8 Republicans who voted against him aren't real conservatives. But we always knew, folks, I've said this so many times on the program, we always knew he was a rhino. So, bye-bye. Cliff High says to put your phone in the microwave just in case. What? Man, fuck. Cliff High, I'll listen if you said, I'm going to turn it off. Isn't that good enough? Can't I just turn it off? Why do I have to put it in the microwave? Governor Glenn Youngkin PAC raises over $4 million. So now they're like, well, who can we get? I don't know. What do we do? How about Youngkin? What's he doing? Let's give him some money. Let's see if he gets any traction. He's not going to get any traction. He's going to get nothing, not a zero. So he raises over $4 million in 48 hours from billionaire donors. That should tell you something. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has raised $4.4 million in the last 48 hours in the final stretch before the state's midterm elections, as several billionaires poured money into the race to win a Republican majority in the state's Senate and defend the GOP majority in the House of Delegates. CBS News has exclusively learned that Jeff Yass, the billionaire founder and managing partner of Susquehanna. I hope that's how you say it. Susquehanna. Is that like an Indian territory? Susquehanna. Holy Susquehanna. Susquehanna. Investment group donated $2 million to Spirit of Virginia Youngkin's PAC. This is yes. First donation to the group. In breaking news, North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson and his wife and two kids were killed in a Utah plane crash. Makes you think, what did he know? That's scary, man. Sad. Let's talk about some World War III. Yeah! All right. Putin's top ally, Dmitry Medvedev, warns of World War III if UK troops are sent to Ukraine and says they'd be destroyed. I kind of believe this guy. So former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that any Brit soldiers, training soldiers inside Ukraine, would be legitimate targets for Russian forces and ruthlessly destroyed. The Kremlin mouthpiece's furious claims were made after British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps said he was considering deploying UK troops to train soldiers inside Ukraine. I thought Ukraine was doing well over there. You know they're going to try to recruit women soldiers or draft them, I believe. Medvedev is seen as Vlad's yes man and often makes blood-curdling threats aimed at NATO states. Now, the lapdog, they call him the lapdog. The lapdog's latest chilling warning is that the West actors are bringing the world to the brink of nuclear war. He directed his fury at Shapps, who told the Sunday Telegraph that he wants to eventually deploy military instructions to Ukraine in addition to Ukrainian troops in Britain. In a post on Telegram, Medvedev fumed. The number of leading idiots in NATO continues and is growing. One newly minted credit, the British Minister of Defense decided to transfer English training courses for Ukrainian soldiers to the territory of Ukraine itself. These idiots are actively pushing us towards a third world war. And I'm betting, my bet, I'm a gambling man, I bet Cash Patel on this, that something's going to happen that, I don't know, maybe this election doesn't kick off. I see. Do you all think I'm crazy? I don't know. This is what I see. The way things are going, the trajectory of this to me is a series of events. Maybe not even one event, but a series of events. Alrighty. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar. God, I can't read right now. Cuellar carjacked at gunpoint by three black males outside his apartment in Washington, D.C. Texas Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar, I guess that's how I want to say it, was carjacked at gunpoint outside of his apartment building in Washington, D.C. The incident occurred Monday night and has been confirmed by multiple sources. Three black men reportedly approached Representative Cuellar while armed and demanded his car. The attackers succeeded in getting away in Cuellar's white Honda CHR, which is registered in Texas. Let's get to some border news. Border news. Cartel murders own boss by mistake. Hitman turns his gun on himself after realizing the horror and a big error. So, blundering drug cartel hitmen have reportedly murdered their own boss in shocking case of mistaken identity, I'll say. The shootout took place at a private health clinic in Culiacan, Mexico, last Thursday night, September 28th. A gunfight broke out when another armed man showed up. According to El Blog del Narco, the man was the elusive El 22, thought to have been the gangster responsible for running the cartel's operation in Sinaloa. It is thought that El 22 was killed in a case of mistaken identity. That's the bad thing about not knowing the boss. A source said, it is thought that El 22 was visiting the clinic in order to pay for the wounded man's surgery. The gunman assumed he was a rival hitman coming to finish off the injured man. Four people died in the fighting, including Dr. Otriel Montoya, who was caught in the middle of the crossfire. One of the hitmen who killed his own boss required medical attention when the fighting came to an end. It has been reported that he used a gun on himself after realizing his fatal mistake, choosing to take his own life rather than face whatever gruesome punishment the cartel would have had in store for him. And believe me, it would have been gruesome. They don't fuck around. Wow. Sinaloa cartel gunmen loyal to the Los Chapitos, the sons of infamous drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, are thought to have been in the hospital guarding another man who was receiving the treatment. Huh. Crazy times. Crazy, crazy times. Choppy, what's choppy? Is my internet okay? Is my internet all right, folks? Let me know. All right, I'm fine. All right. So mortgage rates are skyrocketing, folks. Mortgage rates races towards 8%. 8% after hitting a high not seen since late 2000. The average rate of the popular 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 7.72%, according to Mortgage News Daily. Mortgage rates follow loosely the yield on the 10-year treasury, which has been climbing this week. This is all, everything's shifting, folks. Everything's shifting. The average rate on the popular 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 7.72% on Tuesday, according to Mortgage News Daily. Wow. This has been climbing this week following strong economic data. Rates have not been this high since the end of 2000. We're going into a new system. That's how I see it. Let's get to what the fuck news in what the fuck news in what the fuck news. Remember when Queen said music would lose its soul, folks? Remember that? I often talk about Queen. That's one of my favorite singers, my favorite groups. Freddie Mercury. He said music will lose its soul. Folks, everything now has lost its soul except Nino. Welcome to the Nino Show. By the way, folks, I don't really script anything out. I have news articles I read, but I just do everything off the cuff. But remember when Queen said that? He said music will lose its soul. Now movies have lost its soul. Basically all entertainment. That's what I think about all of it. But now churches, folks, churches. We all know they're compromised, obviously. But let's talk about this for a second, because now churches are in AI takeover. What? Yeah, you heard me right. AI takeover. Sermons being led by AI. An artificial intelligence breakthrough. Artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT was used to transform the tradition of Sunday service at the Violent Crown City Church, a Methodist church in North Austin, Texas. The Word of God has now been officially taken over by AI, as proved by the robot-generated sermon, which included humans worshiping. What's the point of going to Mass if it's done by AI? That's like the direct opposite of what church is supposed to be. See what they're doing here? Everything. Everything's going to AI. Everything. I saw driverless cars in San Francisco. No more drivers. Uber drivers, your job's at stake. You can now forget the stereotype that religion is backwards, as the Methodist Church in Texas now uses artificial intelligence to conduct its service with ChatGPT. Do people still go to this? On September 17, 2023, the violent Crown City Church, a Methodist church in North Austin, U.S., transformed the tradition of Sunday service into a new age with artificial intelligence, folks. Pastor Jay Cooper of Violent Crown City Church decided to debut an AI-generated worship service for his congregation. Jay came across the idea of using AI to worship God through using ChatGPT himself for personal use, such as writing humorous country music lyrics for fun, and thought it would be a great way to move his congregation into the 21st century by introducing them to AI in a way that still lets them worship God. Now you're worshiping with an AI sermon. Using AI, Jay recorded the service while letting the artificial intelligence generator conduct the service, and AI being able to create prayers, a sermon, and an original song based on the sermon itself. Jay insisted he was able to use AI in a way that many would not have thought of and take the stereotype that Christianity meant being unaccepted and stuck in the past. So basically he's saying, we're not stuck in the past. We want to belong like everybody else. Nothing says sheep like you. You're a sheep, sir. Nobody has any backbone anymore. Everyone's a jellyfish. Jellyfish, that's what you are. Nobody wants to stand in their own truth anymore. I do what I do because I stand in my truth. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. I don't care. In fact, the hardest thing for me is dealing with some adversity because I want to beat the shit out of everybody. You know why I'm so nice to people? Because I don't want to have a reason to kick someone's ass. That's why. I'm retired from the fight business, and I know what I can do to someone's face. Okay? And I'm a big man, and I punch like lightning, and I crap thunder. All right. The idea to create an AI-generated worship service came from my belief that the church should not only be aware of the most pressing issues of the world, but also to actively engage in them, Jay said. AI is definitely one of those issues, so I wanted to incorporate it. Why are people going to this guy's church? Why? It's kind of like, it's the same thing as like, when I remember I used to go to a church that they'd have rock concerts, and they wanted to be cool like that, and I was always the guy that was like, I don't really feel the Christian music. Well, then they would have like, heavy metal at church. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why are you trying to belong? Why are you trying to adapt to this third dimensional? You're supposed to be higher than that. If people can't see that and they're not going to church, then let them go. No, we're trying to attract more followers by, you know, heavy metal or a rap night. They would have like a rap night, and I went to it, and it was just sucked. You guys know what I'm talking about? Am I just rambling on here about shit that doesn't make sense? Okay, yeah. So I am not going to be – I'm going to be turning off my phone as well. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to be participating in this madness. So what time is this supposed to be going on? What time is this supposed to be happening today? Can someone give me a time? You know, central time, let's say. What time is it supposed to be happening? What time is this EBS? I don't trust it. 2:20? 2:20 what? 2:20 Eastern. So that's 12:20 my time. Yeah, 12:20 Mountain. All right, folks, get over to Juanito. His video's up right now. I have a lot of Juan videos up right now. Tomorrow night I'll be putting up Dick Allgaier, the remote viewer that sees chaos, and he sees an asteroid. There is. Reportedly, an asteroid headed for Earth, if you didn't know that. Have a nice day. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. All right. See you over at ninoscorner.tv. And tonight I will be airing Juanito's video on YouTube, the FluffTube version. But the real version, the good version, the big version, the all the meat and the potatoes is on Nino's Corner.tv. All right, folks, I'm out. This won't drop.